I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. New leaders take the helm in Bangladesh following chaos in the streets. What will happen next? Later, tremendous challenges lead to collaboration and gospel opportunities in Lebanon. First, restoring law and order is a priority for Bangladesh's new caretaker government following last week's ouster of Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. Hasina fled to India after weeks of student-led protests descended into violence. Scott Clifton with Farms International says the collapse of government paved the way for chaos.
It provided an opportunity for Muslim fundamentalists to reign the land. There's a general lawlessness. These fundamentalists have free reign and they've targeted minority groups. So Hindus have been targeted. Christians have been targeted as well.
Hundreds of radical Muslims raided the property of Farms' primary contact in Bangladesh and took its employees hostage. Inventory losses totaled roughly $30,000.
Our contact had his businesses completely looted, stolen livestock, stolen fish from fish ponds. That was money that was going to go to support orphans and ministry efforts.
Farms' contact tells Clifton he's hopeful that the interim PM will restore security so they can emerge from hiding.
They're fearful for their lives. They're sheltered at home. They've locked every gate.
No matter what comes next, Farms' contact and his family are trusting in God's faithful presence. Ask the Lord to deliver these believers from the hand of their enemy.
They limit communication because they're not sure what's monitored or not. And they're just living in fear, praying moment by moment for protection.
Then Venezuela's disputed presidential election has made daily travel dangerous as demonstrators take to the streets. Incumbent President Nicolas Maduro was declared the winner July 28 for his third six-year term. But then the opposition party called foul. The European Union, the United States, and other Latin American nations have joined in calling for election rolls to be published. Annabelle Torrealba with Transworld Radio.
The office, our partner office in Venezuela, was closed for 4 days because it was impossible to go anywhere there.
TWR's partner in Venezuela shares their same mission and vision to create radio programs that share the gospel of Christ. Youth programs, Bible studies, lessons on how to pray, and more reach people in Venezuela and Cuba. This isn't the first or last time TWR has served the nation in the midst of unrest. They need your prayers.
You want to change, but we cannot change people, but God can change hearts. My prayer request for Venezuela, first, that this government can be reached for the word of God, because that's the only thing that can make a difference.
Praise God that in the past decade, Venezuelan pastors have stayed in the country and the church is still present. Finally, pray for the TWR team.
Pray for strength for them to continue to doing what they are doing with joy and knowing that God will give them the reward.
And finally, Lebanon is statistically one-third Christian, a tremendous opportunity for gospel ministry. Last February, Timar LSESD gathered leaders from businesses, NGOs, churches, and media looking to build God's kingdom better together. Hunter Williamson with Timar shares two encouraging results of Movement Day.
The Christian Businessmen Association has been meeting to discuss different ways that they can actually work with local churches, and also ways that they could consider the workplace as a ministry.
Second, a pastor's network has spread wisdom about strategic church outreach.
Lebanon is a country that is very diverse. Finding ways that each pastor can share the gospel and the proper context for their individual community is critical. And so for the pastors to be able to discuss this and find ways to do this better has been important.
Timar intends to host a Movement Day again next year. Today, they need your prayers amid Lebanon's long history of economic and political crises.
It's great for us to have days and events like Movement Day. But as more and more people seek to leave the country, this really affects Christian organizations and the church.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people like you. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.